Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And a good morning. You're listening to KFSK. It's time for our Tradio program for this Friday. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
We've got a caller already, so we'll get to our phone calls. If you are looking to buy, sell, trade, or having an event coming up and you'd like to promote it, we'll put you on the air. And we'll get to our first caller here this morning. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Tom. This is Janine Sicard. And I am calling to remind people that the Clausen Museum is presenting their recollections of Point Agassiz show. And it runs through August 30th. And I just happen to be volunteering there today. We're open from 10 till 5. And I would love it if locals and visitors would come up and keep me busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like a great exhibit. Is it a lot of photos, and then are there items there as well?
There's both. And Anne and Sarah just did an amazing job. And, I mean, just add it to our great museum anyway. It's just, I welcome anyone and everyone. It's really interesting and very fun to just check it all out. Admission's $5 unless you're a paid member. It's free. And just would love it if people would just come on up.
Okay. And that's 2nd and Fram, for those that aren't familiar with it.
Just 2 blocks from the business district.
Yep.
Very easy walk up from Main.
Could you remind us of the hours?
Over the weekend and that sort of thing?
Sure. It's Monday through Friday, 10 till 5. Saturday, 12 until 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thanks.
You, Janine.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah, that's a great resource here in town. The museum, also the library. And so the Talis Woman Art Show is coming up. That is going to be at the library, right?
It is
right?
Going to
Not
be
at the museum.
Library, yes, okay. Yes. And we're kind of excited to do this. I know that some artists in town have presented their works in Sitka at the library, and so that gave us the idea of, well, let's try that here.
Yeah. So we just got an update. They changed the dates.
They changed the dates a little bit.
Yeah.
So I believe that art is due on the 15th, and it'll run for 2 weeks. And I think it's like the next.
Yeah, it's through the end of October,
I
think there is a reception on the evening of the 16th. Is it?
That would be too soon after the deadline. You know, I am not sure now.
Well,
because the dates have been fluid.
Right, they have been. We did update it on our online community calendar, so. We do have more callers here for Tradio this morning. Again, if you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or have an event coming up, we'll put you on the radio. And next, caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. Tom, Dave Berg calling.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, I didn't hear who's with you. I said hello to them, too.
It's Chris.
Hi.
Hey, Chris. Hey, I am in need of to borrow or maybe even purchase a pair of hearing aids. I woke up yesterday morning and put in my left hearing aid, and there's something wrong with it. So I'm basically one-eared at this point. So I used to have some. I sent them to my brother, and he went to Costco and he got them adjusted, and he's using them now. So anyway, I'm looking. Maybe somebody's got new hearing aids, and they've got an old pair. Sitting around that they're not using, I'm headed to Seattle, and could return them in a couple 3 weeks. But if somebody wants it back. Anyway, I'm at 518-1199, and people could drop me a text or something so I can get together and give them a try.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. In addition, our Rotary District Governor is coming to visit to Petersburg next week. He'll be here Tuesday afternoon, and we're having a board meeting that evening, and then a public reception at Inga's Galley at 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening. He'll also be speaking at Rotary on Wednesday at noon at the Salvation Army Hall, and the public is invited.
Where's he from, Dave?
He lives in the Wasilla area.
Okay.
And he's the district governor this year for a year, covering all the, say, 35 clubs that are in the Alaska area. Mm-hmm. Also got great news. Our boy, Jacob, is coming from Germany. He's going to be arriving in Petersburg on Monday afternoon on the Alaska 64 at 2 o'clock. So it's pretty pretty great. Isn't the web wonderful? I just got a text message that says somebody's maybe got some in their top drawer.
All right. Well, you got your hearing aid, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, maybe I got to follow up on that.
Right. So, right.
But anyway, we're excited that Jakob's going to be here from Germany for a year. He's interested in volleyball and becoming part of a team, and so we're interested in getting him settled in, and want to thank our host families. He's staying with Jay and Julie Anderson as his first host family. We're looking for other host families for him for the year.
Great.
And we're also going to be looking for kids to go outbound. Ruby Litster is going out here to the Czech Republic sometime coming up here for about 10 months. This fall, we'll be looking for a student to go out next August, a year from now, for the year-long youth exchange. And we'll also have opportunities for kids to participate in our short-term program. Some of you may know that Becca Mitkiff had a short-term four-week exchange. She invited a family from Finland to invite their girl here, and she was here for 4 weeks. And then Becca went to Finland and stayed with their family for 4 weeks. So that's another Rotary program that could be available for somebody next summer. So more information about those programs are on our website at YE, stands for Youth Exchange, 5010.org. And, of course, people can call me for more information. Or Becky Turland, or Aaron Hankins, Nancy Murison, we're all part of the Youth Exchange Committee at the local Rotary Club.
All right. Well, great. Thanks for that update, Dave.
Sure. Yeah, you bet. Well, we're happy to be part of it, and like to make it part of the community to be involved with Rotary Youth Exchange.
Yeah. So he's getting here, about a little over 2 weeks ahead of school year?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So good.
Yeah, unfortunately, he missed our orientation that we had this last weekend up in Willow, but he had trouble getting an appointment to get a visa to come. All the kids, it's not just as easy as going on vacation. You need an appointment with the council and to get a visa to go to school here in the year. So
right.
That was a little tenuous for a while until he could get his appointment. But he's got a visa in hand now, and he's on his way. So
yay.
All right, good news. All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, yep, talk to you later.
Okay, bye. And next caller on line two. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, Chris and Tom. It's Sally calling from Sunda, Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
Hi.
Good morning. It's bingo day. And doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And we had a little menu change. We're not doing the ham salad sandwiches. We're doing hot dogs with brownies and lefse. It should be a good night. And people need to come and get their cards all set up. Don't just walk in the door at 7 or you'll be kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. But we welcome everybody in the community to come and join us who's 19 years or older. That's the limit to play.
Okay.
Now, my second hat I have on tonight is the Muskeg Mall Rears, or this morning. And we are doing signups for Oktoberfest in front of Rexall from 11 to 1 on September 4th. It's a Thursday, first Thursday of the month. And you need to be there in person. You can't call us and ask us to save a spot. If you're going to be out of town or you're unable to because of work, have somebody come in and fill your form out and pay your dues. It's okay. Real simple.
Did you say 11 to 1?
11 to 1 on Thursday, the 4th of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's our 49th annual Oktoberfest. And I believe the Mahlerers have been doing it for about 44 of those years. The Art Council started it 49 years ago. Anyway, we're looking forward to seeing all the bright faces, the crafters, the bakers, the nonprofits, and the artists that want to share their fun stuff with the city of Petersburg. And the date of Oktoberfest this year is October 25th, Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too. And next caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. Is this line one?
It is.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Tom. This is Pat Blair calling.
Hey, Pat.
Just wanted to let everybody know that we have a work party on Sunday at the bike park from 11 to 3. And we're going to be hope to be finishing our final trail for the year. Bring a rake and a shovel, rake and or a shovel. And it'll the more hands that show, the easier the work. Rain or shine, we're going to be there from 11 till 3.
Okay, and for those that don't know, that's at the intersection of Haugen and Nordic. Or Sandy Beach Road.
Right. Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach Road.
Yeah, just go to Sandy Beach Park and you'll see the bike park. We're just up the hill from the Sandy Beach Park.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks. You, Pat.
Thanks. You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a couple things. Mm-hmm. One is that the final benefit sale for Tekla is this Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. in the shop at the top of the driveway at 208 Sandy Beach Road. New items have been donated, but it all has to go. What's left will be packed up and taken to the thrift store.
Okay.
I also have something personal.
Okay.
I am looking for some Pellon, which is used in sewing.
Okay, I was going to say I have no idea what
that is. Yeah, okay. So anybody who sews out there will know what that is. But I need a lightweight Pellon. I also need a cool that you iron things on with this. It's a backing or whatever, but I need the cool, the less heat variety. Most of them have really high heat that you have to put on for a while. Well, that's not going to work with the material that I have. So it's a low heat and a lightweight Pellon. If anybody has, I only need like a couple, like a 2-inch by 2-inch square.
Okay.
And so if somebody out there has some lying around, that would be great.
Okay.
You can contact me at 907-518-4298. And if I don't hear from anybody today, I will probably have to order a yard of it.
Right,
from
right.
Somewhere.
Plenty of it.
Yes.
Well, I learned something today. I've never heard that on Tradio before.
Anyway.
There is there's an event coming up on Monday, and it's related to the filing period is open for elected positions in the borough. The deadline to file is a week from Tuesday. And you can find the requirements and the forms along with the listing of all the seats that are available from mayor, assembly, to all the various boards in the community. We have those all posted on our KFSK online community calendar. You can also find those documents on the borough website or stop in the municipal building for some assistance. And related to all of that, on Monday, 11 a.m., in assembly chambers, there will be an informational meeting for anyone that's considering running for an elected position to get all the information that you need regarding the roles and responsibilities, what you need to know about serving in an elected position. And some of those offices that you may be considering do require signatures of registered voters within the borough, so keep that in mind so you have enough time to take care of the requirements. Again, 11 a.m. Everybody is welcome to that. It's in the Assembly Chambers, 11 a.m. on Monday. For more information, you can contact the borough clerk at 772-5405. And the Assembly will be meeting on Monday at 6 p.m. KFSK will broadcast that meeting live. Due to the previous meeting there that starts at 11 a.m., we will not have the borough business call-in discussion on Monday afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to put my Rainforest Festival hat on now. And if you go to our website, akrainforestfest.org, you can see a schedule that's taking shape right now for the Rainforest Festival coming up in September. It's the weekend after Labor Day. We're going to have some Kelly Bakos movies on Thursday night. On Friday, coming into town is Vivian Mork, and she's an ethnobiologist and does a lot of informational talks on foraging and natural foods and medicines that you can gather in the vicinity. And so we're going to have some workshops with her. There will be two boat trips up the Stikine, one with Vivian Mork and one with Robin Roberts for photography. And again, lots of various things, walks and talks and art, excuse me, and even a things on Sunday. There will be things on Sunday and a potluck on Sunday evening also.
These are all after Labor Day, right?
Yes, it's the weekend after Labor Day. Yep. So it's like the 4th is the Thursday for films and it goes through the 7th.
Okay. All right, great. Okay. Well, I think we can get to a rundown, Chris.
Okay. Janine called from the Clausen Memorial Museum. They have a Recollections of Point Agassiz show going on right now. The hours, it will run through August 30th, and the hours for the museum are Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, and Saturdays 12 to 5. And it's $5 unless you are a member. And Janine is hoping lots of people will come through today and give her some people to talk with and show around. Dave Berg called. He is looking for and may have already found hearing aids to borrow for a while. And if you have some, you might still want to try to contact him at 907-518-1199. He also wanted to let people know that the Rotary District Governor is coming. He will be at the Tuesday board meeting, and there will be a public place that you can talk to him Wednesday at Inga's. Also wanted to let us know that Jakob is coming from Germany on Monday, and he is the exchange student for this year. They will be looking for outbound kids this fall for a year, leaving next August, and also short term that usually happens over the summer. And you can go to ye5010.org. Sally called. It's Sons of Bingo Night at Sons of Norway. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. Tonight, they're having hot dogs with brownies and lefse. You need to be 19 years old or older to play, and the community is invited. Also, heads up, Muskeg Moliere's will be in front of Rexall on September 4th from 11 to 1. Where you can sign up in person only for Oktoberfest. And Oktoberfest is going to be October 25th this year. And Pat just called. He has a work party coming up for the bike trail this Sunday from 11 to 3. They are working on the last trail for the year. Bring your rakes and or shovels. Also, last benefit sale for Tekla this Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. in the shop at the top of the driveway at 208 Sandy Beach Road. and new items have been donated, but it all has to go. What's left will be packed up and taken to the thrift store.
All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Thanks for the rundown. And that wraps up our Tradio program. We'll have it on next week, 9 a.m. Wednesday and Friday for Tradio. And you can always listen back to previous programs if you missed a phone number or a description of something. And we have the Jet Report coming up from Viking Travel here shortly. And we'll also bring you Science Friday. That's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you have a good weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.